Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, this is The Diary. This is your host, Stacey Johnson, here with Ray.
Hey.
Every Sunday from 3 to 4, this is the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. Today is April the 18th, a beautiful, hotter than it should be Sunday.
Have you adjusted yet?
Right, here in Sacramento, and we're breezing through today because my boys, our boys, if you're born and raised in La La Land, just won their first game of the playoffs. Even though Lorraine is technically from Los Angeles, for some reason she doesn't like the Lakers.
Go Spurs!
See, that's why you're wrong. All right, so anyway, they won. We're taking it easy. Today, we're going to talk about, we'll finish up and give more clarity on the Illuminati, which we started yesterday and was very interesting.
Last week.
Yesterday. Did I say yesterday? It felt like yesterday. We started last week, and I'll continue with that. But then today, we're going to spend the majority of the time talking about cyberbullying and symptoms and ways to stop it, how to identify it. And we at the Association of African American Single Mothers, and that is the AAAM.org, we are partnering with my for-profit business, which is SF Johnson Consulting, to present a series of webinars that are free for kids and families all throughout the U.S. And we actually started in soliciting out in New York, in
wow.
the Bronx area, which is pretty cool to learn. You know, we live in America, and it consists of what? How many states? Whatever. 48, 50, right? 50 states, something like that.
48 contiguous.
Plus,
in a
right.
piece of land, 50
right.
altogether.
We got 50, and it's a big place, and, you know, we need to get to know where we reside. I mean, only places I've ever been, California. I've been to New York a couple times with
mm-hmm.
my grandson once, but, you know, as far as business, I mean, the sky is the limit.
I really love
the fact that we got a new salesperson for the business in the East Coast,
Steven
Ginsburg,
yeah.
and he loves Jessica because he has a daughter named Jessica, so we all bonded very well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my whole purpose of trying to, and as everybody knows that's listened to the show, I was dumped from my job, thank God. On January 4th, I call that Freedom Day. I was let go of my job. So, you know, as far as working, you know, this world wants to, you know, enslave us one way or another. But, you know, I refuse to let that happen. And my mentality has always been, I was self-employed before. I could do it again. I was being lazy. That's why I didn't do it sooner. But God has a plan and a purpose for everything. I was a claims adjuster for 10 years and just out of necessity, you
yeah,
know, think of what
you learned together, and you had stability.
Exactly.
Had
I had stability when I needed it for my kids.
And you learned it
you know,
valuable
so,
things that you're going to
And
do
I don't even know why I brought that up because I'm going off. But as far as, you know, we have to make our own way, and that's
mm-hmm.
a part of the Illuminati and what I think and all of that, what we're talking about today, is that, you know, I refuse to let anybody dictate for me how I should feel
mm-hmm.
about whatever. You know, yeah, we all have to work and stuff, but I think over the past 15 years, I know as a matter of fact, over the past 15 years, we've built a culture here, capitalism, where, you know, the corporations have control.
Mm-hmm.
They have control. I mean, they do. They have control of everything. That's what the health care debate
yeah.
is all about. And the first thing Nancy Pelosi said was, you know, this will free people to be entrepreneurs. Lord forbid people are free. So, I mean, I'm just loving the fact that I'm free now and, you know, I thought I've always been a business-minded person. I always
mm-hmm.
enjoyed being in business. But like you said, out of necessity, 10 years ago, my kids were 12, 10, and 8.
Mm-hmm.
I need medical benefits.
Yeah.
I needed to take them to the dentist.
Uh-huh.
So I had to put up with that crap. But now, not so much so. And I've got a wealth of knowledge because of it. And I've started this little consulting business. And, you know, I'm always thinking everything I do is good. So, you know, it's like, okay, let me talk to a couple other people that don't know me so well. And let me shoot this to them and see if they think it's good. And, yeah, immediately me and Steve in New York clicked. And, you know, I do this because, and that's where I'm going to talk about, you know, our the plight that we're in right now. Because we're talking about the Illuminati and we're talking about cyberbullying. And all the Illuminati to me is hope. Cyberbullying is a loss of, I think that stuff is happening because there's just a loss of self-respect amongst families
mm-hmm.
in society, and we just become so apathetic to everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, that these things are happening.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's why, you know, I started my nonprofit in Sacramento because that's where I live. So I thought, well, there's poor people here in Sacramento.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and over my 10, 8, and really extensively over my 3 years, really trying to, you know, work my job and work the nonprofit, you know, I've come to the sad conclusion that Sacramento as a city, as the capital of California, really they're more interested of talking the talk instead of walking the walk.
Are you talking about the leadership?
Leadership from beginning to end, from Kevin Johnson, all of those sitting council members,
mm-hmm.
all of them represent ghetto, poverty-stricken districts. This is the state capital. And, you know, it's just so sad. They all talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And I refuse from this point on. I live here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great place to live and to raise your kids. The public school system is a terrible place to educate your kids. But I think
that's across the country.
But that's the country, you know, and it's sad because my parents put me through a Catholic education, and I'm the way that I am right now because they put out that money. I, on the other hand, was not able to do that because I was a single mom,
uh-huh.
and things were just different.
And that shouldn't make a difference.
And it shouldn't make a difference, but it did, and my kids received the worst public education ever. I mean, ever. Because as we were growing up, the teachers, the school, they cared about what you learned,
what was
that
going
you
on.
Learned.
Yeah.
At some point in my kids' development, it started being social advancement.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
But that wasn't the worst part.
But still, that is the part. Kids were not educated.
Uh-huh.
It's because they were old enough they went to the 10th grade.
Right. Exactly.
Not because they learned. And that became acceptable. And then we go on to the business community where it's acceptable. You know, I hear people on NPR, I'm going to have to cut my profit because, you know, and this business owner is fretting over the fact that they have to now provide medical insurance for their employees.
Uh-huh.
Why the hell wouldn't you want to?
Right.
You know,
why
wouldn't you want to?
Yeah.
You know, and then you're complaining because this same person can't come in because they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can't come in because they can't even go to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? We don't care about the kids. The schools are shitty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in businesses, the only thing I heard before they canned me was, "Who says I need my job? Stop talking to me."
People are scared.
You know, just scary.
Make changes.
You know,
say what they need.
And it's ridiculous. And now we have cyberbullying
mm-hmm.
because parents don't. They just put them in front of these kids.
And
I'm guilty of it as well. I'm guilty of it as well because my kids grew up in that generation where everybody had an MP3, everybody was on the MySpace at the time,
mm-hmm.
Facebook didn't even exist. I mean, everybody. And we thought, you know, it's okay, it's innocent, it's okay, but there are more pedophiles out there than regular people on the Internet.
Yeah, but you watch. If you watch, then...
And I caught Nolan, that's my younger son, how many times he got caught at 3 in the morning.
That's what I mean. There's got to be somebody there.
You know,
that's why he didn't, you know.
So that's why we're here. I've developed... Well, I've always taken my personal income to build the Association of African American Single Mothers.
Mm-hmm.
But now I know why, you know, here in Sacramento, it's not going to fly because nobody gives a damn, first of all. Nobody gives a damn. I heard on the radio, Stephen Lewis, a principal at one of these underperforming schools, and they were on NPR saying, oh, he's such a good principal, and, oh, I can't, this school is so important. Well, they're about to close the school and fire him or replace him and 50% of his staff. Well, I personally talked to Mr. Lewis a couple years ago when they came to me and said, the blacks are underperforming. What can you do? I said, well, I got this program, that program. That's as far as it went. You know, and that's the culture of helping kids. I mean, you got to be some business that's just in name only and face only. I went to a meeting where some women, they all talked to me. She got grant money here in Sacramento to do this and that, and everybody looking at each other, well, did you see she did anything? Well, I don't know, but I know she got that grant money.
That's horrible.
You
know, actually, nobody even watching.
There's nobody watching.
You know, saying,
you know?
What's this program?
And then they have Stephen Lewis, don't make a move. Yeah, fire him and fire 50% of his staff.
Mm-hmm.
Fire all of them because years ago they knew it. But guess what? They got a paycheck every 2 weeks. They have a teachers union behind them.
And that was
before
child was really harsh, so they don't have that excuse.
Now it's just like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. If you don't perform, right, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
So your performance are kids that know something.
Uh-huh.
You are performing third grade teacher when at June, all of your third grade students know their factors.
Right.
So they can go on to division in the fourth grade.
Right. Exactly.
If you don't know that, then you need to be paid.
That's true.
It's your job. If I can homeschool my kids, then I'll give me every resource that the schools have and let me do it at home then. But it's your job. You're in the building. You're getting the paycheck. You're getting all those fat benefits. Teach our children.
Exactly.
I feel so sorry for anybody's kid that is going to high school in September, August, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Teach your own kids. Just send them there because the law says you have to. But teach them yourself because they're not going to learn anything. Or here in California, we have to listen to a textbook written by some racists in Texas, telling how slavery was all that bad. You know,
they really
not bad. You know what? They were used to that in Africa.
They really liked it
because they were already naked and refreshing. They got to see the stars every night. Come on. You know, bullshit. So this is the diary. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Illuminati. Because the Illuminati and those things, people of the light, all of us are people of the light. So don't let anybody take that away from you. We're going to be back. This is the diary. We come out of SAC every Sunday from 3 to 4, me and Ray. And what you think we should play? I'm going to play Gazelle.
Yeah.
Gazelle is free and beautiful. It's a beautiful
that's
song.
Perfect.
And that's what
a beautiful spring day.
And it's a beautiful spring day, and we're going to talk about the Illuminati when we come back. Because
my tire.
And I just fixed her tire. So now moves like a gazelle. See, I do everything.
Jack of all time.
Jack what? Okay. Jack. Okay, the movie. All right, this is Stacy. This is Ray. This is the diary. We love you. This is Gazelle. We're about to play, and we're going to tell you
about
Ray's tire when we come back.
There you go.
The diary. We love you. All right. That was Gazelle, Free and Funky. This is the diary. This is Stacy coming out of Sac with Ray every Sunday from 3 to 4.
Hey.
Hey, hey. This is April 18th, and we're going to talk about the Illuminati for a minute, and then we're going to go over cyberbullying. And please, you know, once again, we do have free cyberbullying seminars from now until the end of forever. For families, our first set are on cyberbullying. We're going to do some stuff on ways single moms can make money. We're going to do some stuff that we present with the Boys to Men Project. And we basically have found that this is what we're going to do. I got a team of people, including Ray and Brandon Hooker. He works for EDD out of Connecticut. He's a volunteer. And he's presented this very wonderful PowerPoint presentation on cyberbullying. And he's really interested in helping us, you know, get out there and touching the lives of these young people. And by doing the webinars, all they have is a internet connection and a phone if they want to call in. And then for people that don't have phones, we're going to install Skype on our end and do the same. That way Skype to Skype is free and they can hear what we're talking about and ask questions. And we're doing this because, you know, I've given up on doing stuff the way regular people do it. We have these kids out here that are killing themselves, black people, black businesses, black community. Will you please help me? Or if you don't help me, can you show me how where I can go to give help? And the answer for me has always been no. No, no, we can't help you. We already do it. We understand your cause is important, but we can't. We don't have money for you. So I got tired of that stuff. I've always been tired of it. But it is my hope to take 50% of all the profits that I make through my SF Johnson Consulting and put that in the community. That way, all this shit that I talk about, people that don't take what God has given them and do for good, then they can see firsthand. God gave her nothing but a deadbeat-ass husband, three kids to take care of for 20 years. And once she got a minute and was free, she went back to doing the business that we are all sent here to do, is to make people's lives better. So we're talking about the Illuminati, and that, once again, people, that basically is the people of the light. It was a big old thing that's how America was constructed and is operated and controlled. But you know what? Those people in that room, the Illuminati, were created by the same being you were. So if those five, six people can get together and design America, then you and your mama and your uncle and your kids, get your shit together and design your own thing. And that's what me and my family are doing. When you Illuminati is all about whatever you put out there, it emphasizes the law of attraction. And just try it. Just try it for a week. Okay? Try it for a week and see what happens. Put into your mind something that you want. It doesn't have to be something small. It could be something big. And like they said, just concentrate on a cup of coffee. Say, throughout the day, I'm going to get me a cup of coffee. And it will happen. It will happen. And all of those people that go to the mailbox and worry about the bills coming, that's why you get them. The law of attraction says you will attract whatever you put out. Like attracts like. It's like, you know, your friends. Your best friends are people that are probably just like you. Like attracts like. Or they're not going to be your friends because you ain't going to hang with nothing that ain't like you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hang with somebody that sometimes get offended because I say motherfucker, right? They understand me. I understand them.
Okay.
Like attracts like. Same thing with whatever it is. Like all those little wants and bad boys, you keep that in your head, that's all you're going to attract. You know, that's all you're going to attract. So what I want people to do and what I've done, and it's happened personally in my life with my job, I told myself all summer, I'm not going to be here by the time my birthday comes.
Right.
And I was gone a week later. You know, and the good thing about it is that the universe will work it out for you. All you have to do is put it out there. Don't worry about how it's going to get done. You know, and same thing with my business. You know, it's like my best time is morning time when I'm concentrating, I'm thinking, and I'll get the most wonderful ideas, and I'll act on them, and they work. And I'm no different than anybody else. And that's what the Illuminati is, and that's where the conflict between science, because that's basically science that you, and then a metaphysicist. Oh, there's also a part in there where it's proven through science that a thought can create a thing if you put it out there.
Right.
You know, and that's why the laws of attraction, all the laws work, whether, like I said, law of gravity works whether you're a good person or a bad person. If you jump off the building, you're going to hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a good person or a bad person, that's the same thing as the law of attraction.
Okay.
You put a positive thought out there, that's what you're going to get back. And like he said, you will make something out of nothing.
And how does someone who's like you are, but maybe just more deeply entrenched into it, intertwine all of that with their religious beliefs,
okay,
like their Christianity?
Very good question, because the law of attraction, there are three steps to it.
Okay.
You ask. So you put a request out there to the universe.
So that's like a prayer.
That's like a prayer, right? You ask.
Very cool.
The universe. Or what's your universe? For me, my universe is Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So I ask him. And then you believe it, right?
Okay.
That's a part of the law of attraction.
Absolutely.
You believe it, right?
And
that's a rule of faith.
So that's faith.
Right. You don't have, you're not a Christian if you don't have belief.
Okay.
It's
so
impossible to please God without
so
faith.
So prayer and faith.
So that's two parallels right there,
uh-huh,
right? Number three,
uh-huh,
is to receive.
Okay.
Okay, so number three with the law of attraction says you are supposed to maintain the feeling of having it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's receiving.
And they always talk about receiving the love of Jesus Christ. The
well, yeah, we all have, right.
So that's part of that reception.
And that's part of the faith, too, is
okay,
that I know I'm going to get this.
Uh-huh.
That's my faith because I've asked for it. I know I'm going to get it, so I'm going to act like I have it now, and that's when the universe kicks in because you're already producing within yourself the feeling of having it
uh-huh
now, so you're producing the law of attraction.
Right.
Hey, I already say right here I have it now.
Uh-huh.
You have to, universe, respond to that feeling.
Very true.
And bring it to me
very
right
true
now, and it works.
See, that's very true, and, you know, that's why I wish most Christians were
that's
very
why
pure-hearted.
See,
like
I can't
you
stop saying most.
Otherwise, you could be a minister.
Exactly. Exactly.
You should say, I'm Stacy the motherfucker minister.
There we go. I get some homies that way. All right. Hey, and there's one thing I forgot. We're going to add every week because I Twitter a lot, and you can follow us on Twitter. And I never, you know, I've made like 1,700 Twitters, and I never mentioned it.
Wow.
Show. You can follow us on Twitter at AAASMORG.
Oh, my
okay
gosh.
That's simple.
And you say things like, I'm going to go brush my teeth now.
No. But Friday nights are pretty interesting because with the beer and brandy mix and the music and maybe a little fun from Elijah, there's usually some fun stuff that goes out. And then you know when I'm really, like, tip-top because I start praying. It's like, oh, yeah, she's drunk. Here comes the prayer. And I got some retweets on my prayers. I was like, thanks for the retweets. You know, cool.
See? So at the very least, you could raise money and
I'm
support yourself
drunk
by being
I'm a happy
by
drunk
being a little tipsy on the corner.
That's what I say.
Giving ministry.
And all of those
ministry
that condemn people for drinking. Okay,
yeah.
First of all, the good book says, good book says, and the good book is a good book, whether no matter what you are, but it says it's not what comes out of a man that defiles him.
Mm-hmm.
It's no, I got that back. I got that back. See, I'm glad
it's
I know my
goes
book.
In.
It's not what goes in,
but what comes
and
out.
What comes out that defiles a man.
Oh,
so I, if I'm drinking and I'm going cussing my whatever out and beating my kids, then no, I should not
you
drink.
Should not. But if you're drinking and
if I'm drinking and I'm sweating prayer
and you're and there you're productive.
Go. I'm productive.
That's
there we
right
go. And once again, people, remember, one of the first miracles Jesus performed at the wedding, he turned water into wine.
And it was probably for creative reasons.
And he said, let the party keep on going. All right, so quit getting condemned by religion. Now, what we're going to do.
Good point.
It is. I mean, I'm common sense. I'm black or white.
People wear their religion very heavy, like they have a penance.
Yeah.
And it's not supposed to,
it's not supposed to be a burden. It's supposed to be something that uplifts you and brings you life.
Right.
You stupid people.
I like your kind of Christianity, even if I'm not a Christian. Your type of Christianity
right
where there's light and.
And I'm not perfect, once again, because I
good
can't stop saying what?
Motherfucker. Are we supposed to even be saying this legally?
We're on the internet.
Are we being fined?
Howard Stern, right?
Are we being fined now?
No, we're not. I wish they could bleep us.
Yeah,
all right,
that would be fun.
All right, so what we're going to add, because I went to the Twitter thing and I didn't add it. We're,
right, right.
We're going to add every week at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a Twitter phrase of the week. Once again,
oh,
the Twitter phrase of the week. And soon tonight, I'm going to, if you'd like to Twitter something you heard that you think we should use, it'll be at TPOTD. Oh, no, no. See, I must have been on that middle one. TPOTW. So teapot, POTW, at AASM.org. If you have one, email it to me there. Teapotw, TPOTW, the Twitter phrase of the week.
That's very cute.
AASM.org.
Okay.
And at the end of the show, I'm going to do this one.
Here's another who's going to ask you.
At the end of the
and
show.
And then they're going to give it to us after that. So that means they have to call in. Give
and
in
the call-in number, if you choose to do so, is, what is it?
917-889-9946.
But these are, because I have followers, of course, that retweet stuff to me. And I got a really good one. I'm like, you know what? We have to do this every week. Because
right? Oh,
there's
that's
a lot
cute.
Of funny stuff out there.
That's
and,
cute.
And I thought
great
that
idea.
Was fun.
High five.
Yeah.
Hey.
That
is great.
All right. Thank you. High five. All right. You know
but
better than
broke my hand.
But let's do it because that was good.
Yes.
Yeah, the audience liked that. Yeah. All right. So the Illuminati, Law of Attraction. So if you put out dirty stuff out there, and this is for all the little kids, and we're going to start up the little cyberbullying thing in a minute, we'll take another break. But if you're putting out stuff like that, little kids, on the Internet, okay, well, that's what you're going to get back.
Right.
So quit bullying people. Leave people alone.
Right.
See, it's not so much for you. It's for your parents. Your parents need to know how to teach you how to act in this new society that we live in. I don't blame a kid pretty much for anything, you know, because I know as a parent, I know as a mother, and I knew as a child of really good parents what they expected from me.
Right.
And as a parent, I know what I should be expecting from my kids.
Absolutely.
And as a parent, I know what I should expect from myself. So I always gave my kids the clues, especially as a single parent, because we got the odds against us.
Yeah, so everybody always,
you know,
we're going to
oh,
go
we,
fall.
We got the worst kids
yeah,
out there, right?
Right?
We got the jailbirds.
That's
and the,
right.
You know, all
running around. Because
we,
we're
right,
not at
we,
home.
We're not at home. We're still, you know, trying to get a baby daddy. So.
That's the last
one. Right. I didn't want the one I had. Lord. Anyway, so,
so you know what? But it's true.
Okay,
we did very well without them. So that should be a warning to all men.
Right. Well, all we need is your sperm.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
All
it should be a warning. You are in. You are.
All right. We're going off. We're going off. So I don't even know where we were. I'm going. The Illuminati. Okay.
Right.
We just go pick up.
We're talking about cyberbullying.
Okay. Cyberbullying. Yeah. So we're going to go over that when we come back in detail. Please, once
very
again,
cool.
It's free. All you need is an Internet connection, you know, and a telephone to call in. You can do it at your church. You can do it at home. We're going out, reaching out to low-income communities, like the housing places.
Uh-huh.
They have computers for the kids. And, you know, my biggest thing is, okay, guys, help me let people know. That's why I'm not even starting in tech.
Right.
You won't see me calling a church.
So where are you going to go?
New York.
You're going to go to New York.
The first
go.
Two people I talked to.
Across the country, people.
Right. The
so
first,
wait
right.
your phone call.
The first two people I called in New York were receptive and gave me names and how to do it.
That's good.
A principal, he ain't here. You know, oh, he's talking to. Yeah, I know, because y'all don't do nothing anymore.
And is this under the umbrella of the SF Johnson Consulting?
It's a combo.
Or the okay, so
combo.
So when you are contacting people,
I'm calling them on behalf of the AASM.
That's fantastic.
And
okay.
The SF Johnson Consulting crew is presenting it at no cost. And then,
that's
you know,
fantastic.
So
and it can be anywhere in the country.
Anywhere in the country. And all you need is an Internet connection. That's the thing. It's free. We give you the
wow.
phone number. All you need to do is log on at the time.
And your focus is doing programs for what?
Our focus for the webinars are programs for single parents, so for single moms.
Wonderful.
So we're going to go over everything. We're starting with cyberbullying because guess what? Kids are out there killing themselves because some idiot on the other end is making them feel less than a person.
That's just horrible.
So kids, we need to protect kids. I don't understand what's up with our country. where, okay, budget cuts, the first places they take them from,
you know,
are from the old people and the kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, those should be, and even in the Bible, you protect the widow and the orphan. This Christian nation makes my ass tired, because when it comes down to it, it's all about protecting your own self.
Exactly. And
it's
that's like the Tea Partiers. They're all about, I don't want anything else taken away from me, no matter what goes on.
It's just so scary
to see a whole bunch of people. And then today they came out with the stats that most of them are rich.
Of course they are.
Most of them are.
Please.
And that's why they have time to go out there and do that instead of being at work or looking for a job in this economy. You know, doesn't that make you suspicious right there that these people have that kind of time?
And the thing that pisses me off the most about America, and we're going to take a break after I say this, and that's why the cyberbullying thing is able to happen, because as soon as America gets in trouble, or as soon as America feels threatened,
mm-hmm.
and the way that America was even built,
mm-hmm.
is always through violence.
Yeah.
You know, it's always violence. Why do people have to show up anywhere with a fucking gun? You're not going to shoot anybody. You know, a gun is for protection, not to intimidate people. Now, when all the rappers were talking about shooting up cops and everything, and everybody white was on their pedestal trying to stop that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we have a black president, it's so cool to show up everywhere with a gun.
Yeah, right.
You know, America, that's the first line of defense, is violence.
There's
a lot
of scared people because they're scared that their wonderful way of life of oppressing a lot of other people
is being working. We gotta start doing shit on our own. Well, how are we gonna do that? So anyway, this is the diary. When we come back, remember, Twitter. God, in my country? Twitter, phrase of the week at the end of the show. And when we come
back,
we're going to talk about cyberbullying in detail.
Okay.
From our wonderful volunteer, Brandon Hooker. That is my boo. And I'm in love, so we're going to play the Love Doctor. Can we do that?
I think we can do that.
We can do that. We'll be right back.
Let's have a dose of love.
Yes, there we go. Before we start talking about badass kids. All right, we'll be back. This is the diary. This is your host, Stacy Johnson, and my co-host, Ray. And we come out of Saturn every Sunday from 3 to 4. This is the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. And what we are beginning to do for kids and families everywhere, and, you know, I really like taking kids' lives and futures. I like taking that seriously. I don't know. Absolutely. Call me crazy. Call me crazy. What we're doing to our kids is, like, wrong. And because they're kids, like old people, they don't know no better, you know? And looking back, I would have done things a whole lot different.
Well, it's surprising how many people don't know where to turn when they need help with their kids.
Yeah.
You know,
you need
to be better on that. Because
and CPS is not an answer. I don't know why that even ever came into existence, actually. Maybe because there are people that actually
have
kids.
There's horrifying abuse.
But the way, I guess, their policies, the way they constructed the agency itself.
It's underfunded. They don't have
the
kind of branching out of different areas that you need to have in order
crazy.
To cover these balancing.
We're going over cyberbullying and how that all came about. You know what? And just being a good parent will avoid all of this. You know, your kids are your kids, your property, okay, until they are 18
and sometimes years more.
Oh, I mean, but, you know, after that, really, you should prepare them enough to where, you know, they already know they're about to get kicked out. You know what I'm
saying? I like them too much.
You know, yeah, you like them. Yeah, they good. You're supposed to like.
I love my kids, but
we – as parents have to do a better job of preparing our kids for life.
So right.
You know, we're concentrating on getting the next date or whatever, you know, that's what I love about my parents. You know, I was born of older parents. Maybe that's why. Very strict parents. So I became a very strict parent because of it, but in love. You know, so I went a little farther than I should with my kids, giving them things they probably shouldn't have had. But I was coming from a guilt perspective, especially when it came to my son. You know, all of a sudden their mom and dad is married, and then their loser-ass dad just walks out on them.
What about that makes you feel guilty? Because that's a good thing.
That it did. You know, and they say you're not supposed to.
Situation.
You know, they say the kids feel guilty. They think it's their fault their dad left.
And what
because
makes
I made a
feel?
Lousy choice for a husband. I did. I made a lousy choice. And the consequence of it was, you know, I was still willing to be a mother to my kids, the best I could be.
You know, but
that never ended, even though the marriage did.
I wouldn't feel guilty if you tell yourself you made a choice that didn't respond well to the situation, but it can't be a lousy choice.
No, I made a lousy choice.
In
a husband. God bless me.
In a husband.
No, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not in kids. I have the most wonderful, beautiful
kids
in the world.
That's why I was saying it's because.
They dad.
Yeah.
Oh no, because they have for me.
Right.
I'm not gonna hate nothing they got half for me. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Please. Oh hell no.
I didn't mean to.
No.
I thought that was interesting to say.
Right.
Because
right.
A lot
and
of
that's
women
and that's what happens.
Hate themselves because of it.
No, I don't hate myself. I hate him.
Right.
For being
and that's
valid.
What I wanted you to
and
say.
And I hate the choice that I made. I should have investigated more. Like. I should have investigated. So when my daughter went out there and made a dumbass choice, I could relate. But then again, I talked to you until you was blue in the face. I thought nobody ever talked to your mommy.
But
I talked to you.
Both you and Jesse, which is a thread of your you in there, both learned from your mistakes really quick.
Really
and
quick.
Turn it around.
Because
it is probably more positive than some people
me
who are married.
Me and Jesse are the close mother-daughter combo, and I'm not even going to talk about you because I don't talk about people I know. we're very close.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, me and Jesse, I love my relationship with my daughter. Okay.
Yeah, me too.
So let's go on to cyberbullying. Now, define is the use of hostile actions or words to intimidate, basically, coerce, and to hurt someone who is usually weaker or more vulnerable. And that's the part that, you know, gets me.
Mm-hmm.
You messing with little weak people. Or like the girl that just killed herself. You know, she was from Ireland.
And it was because they were jealous. Because she got a lot of attention. She was adorable.
She probably had a little accent.
They said she had a beautiful Irish brogue.
You know, so the internet is the largest rumor mill. Of course it is. I mean, look at Facebook and all that crazy stuff. I'm like, it's crazy. It's harder to stop a rumor than to start one, definitely. And electronic bullying is, where did I go, is on the rise, of course, because of the internet and the uses of cell phones and text messaging. So, and examples they give are, of course, the emails, false advertisement about a child's character, altered photographs of a child. You know,
wow.
Now I'm thinking if your kid is altering the photograph of another kid.
You should know.
You, I mean, where did they even get that part of them that thinks that's cool
okay
today?
You know, that's what I want to know. That is my biggest question about this.
Yeah, and it's, you know, all of this should really just be for the parents. Websites created that demean young people.
Totally.
Okay, and then wasn't it something going on where the parents was,
yes,
you know,
he was the one that was actually corresponding with a little girl and making and created a boy for her to fall for.
You
and
know,
it was the mother all the time, a grown woman.
That's as bad as the mother-son combo that tried to beat up my son. Him and his mama.
Oh, that's
attacked
right
Chris from behind. Him and his mama. Okay, now if I would have been there, it would have been a fair fight.
And where is that coming from? You know,
you
why,
know what? Where?
That's why we need something like this,
right,
because somehow people don't get it. They
okay
don't.
That's right. Now, this is for your little bully-ass
okay
kid, parents, and all little Ray, yeah, he's cute. That, yeah, when he's little, he bullying people. No, because he grows up to be a bully. And this is what parents
uh-huh
can do when the child is a bully. Check out assumption of the child, see how the child views their bullying.
So ask them about,
talk to
you
them
know,
that's what it
exactly
is.
Exactly.
Talk to your damn kids. Reverse the role
ask
of the
them
child.
Say, what is it that you like when you're doing that? What does that make you feel like?
Right, right.
You
I
know,
mean, come on now.
You have to get in their head.
That's right. Reverse roles with the child. Show the child that what it looks like from the other side.
Oh, that's
you know,
beautiful.
Pin him
yeah
up a little bit.
Exactly.
How many times have I done that?
Walk in the other shoes. Isn't that somewhere in the
mm-hmm
Bible or something?
Yep. Even between my kids, if I saw as they were growing up, they dogging each other,
oh,
I would get them.
See, I wish my parents did that a little
bit. I wish my parents would have done
my
it too.
Sister was
yeah
deadly.
Yeah, my siblings, they ain't nothing nice either. But, you know, but I learned from my parents.
Yeah.
You know, they're
yeah
from
that's
their
true
mistakes.
That's what you need to look at it as.
Right, exactly. So if they even, you know, reverse roles, show us what it's like to be on the
that's
other side
beautiful
of
yeah
being punked.
I like
and
that.
And it ain't no fun.
No.
Okay? Evaluate ethics.
Oh, I like
and,
that one.
And most people don't even know what's done. Something they took out of school a long
yeah
time ago.
And
that's the problem.
And what does it say? Help the child shape ethical responsibility.
Right.
So that's just saying, you know, let them teach them right from wrong.
Okay, come on,
you know?
Ray.
Simple.
Doesn't this, I mean, are we talking about humans or are we talking about fucking animals?
I think that there was a point where some people were raised by something less than human sometimes. I believe in demons.
Well,
you know,
man, you,
and I think that it's read through in.
I mean,
this,
you teach ethics
yeah
at the very beginning of life.
Don't, I mean, you see those people that are just dead in the eyes and they have no way of teaching anybody anything different.
You know, my grandson
so
was here, and he was taught that when he finishes his sippy cup, he doesn't just throw it.
Right. Yeah.
you know, it's turned upside down on the ground, and he doesn't even. I mean, we can't have a conversation, but through my actions and through movement,
that he
knows that that's
acceptable.
Not right. So when he gets 18 and he gets fat, he don't kick the table over.
That's what it is you teach them what's acceptable and what's not and what people expect out of
this,
you.
I mean, the fact that we have to bullet point teach ethics, they're not
exactly
animals. It just, it's sickening.
Uh-huh.
All right, make amends. Oh, isn't that sweet? What's that? I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Make amends. Just
talk about tactics to make amends with the victim.
Right.
Apologize.
You once again, you need a bullet point
yeah
to tell your kid to have
no,
some ethics.
No, really.
And
sometimes
apologize.
We all get a little overdone, and we, you know, say something in the heat of the moment, and you have to be able to say, "I'm sorry. I didn't really mean to be that harsh with you, or I shouldn't have said that." And it makes you feel good after you do it. I always feel so much lighter once I apologize.
But once again, I mean, I'm with you on that, but once again, the simple fact that there has to be a forum where we have to go outside of people's everyday living
mm-hmm
situations and outside of maybe church they go to
mm-hmm
and say, hey, we got to get kids together because this is on the up
rise.
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
parents are doing a lousy-ass job. You go from parents doing a lousy job to our government doing a lousy job. Our schools are doing a lousy job.
Uh-huh.
You go buy a hamburger, they give you lousy-ass customer service.
Mm-hmm.
You work all your life.
Like people are not giving their best.
You know, or you work for a company for 30 years.
And
like
they're just trashed on and they don't get their pension.
And
they
get it. You know what I mean? And that's why
they fire them 2 years before they were going to retire.
Right, exactly.
Horrible.
And that's happened so many times.
Yeah, so many
times.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Or
I've seen it so much.
It's so sad. It's sad.
Hardworking, dedicated people that actually love the things that they do. And they're kind of, you know, just.
So there's no surprise that there are kids out there.
Absolutely.
That once they see their parents probably and their attitudes, which a lot nowadays, parents don't disguise any of the shit.
And they're so tired and hurt and wounded themselves that they don't have anything to give to their kids. The parents. That's what's happening, I think.
I'm talking about the greedy parents that don't watch their kids.
Oh, right. And that comes from somebody.
You're talking about single parents that's tired.
No, I'm talking about before them. There was a parent that was tired, wounded, and hurt and didn't give enough to their kids, created the selfish kid that is now raising the kid. It's a generational thing. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, okay. All right. It's just sad. So, now, what parents can do.
What can they?
What? You said, oh, you were asking me.
Yeah.
Okay. What parents can do to help the victim.
Okay.
It's for the victim. So, help children make friends at school. Okay. So, if you know you got a little weird-ass kid. You know, he's going to have it hard once you go to junior high. So that's just reality. You know, and like me, I had the sweetest little boys until they went to Leroy Green Junior Middle School. And then they turned out to be the baddest little group.
See, Chelsea only had 1 year there.
She's a girl.
I know.
It's,
but
it's
all,
different.
And also, but she's
it's good thing she's not a hoe.
Up here from another place.
On the other end of that. But, yes. Help her make friends at school, but not a lot of friends. Sporting activities, you know, that helps to build confidence, you know. It's a school newspaper, anything that can help them, you know, be more outgoing.
Yeah, Chris, your son, and Kelsey, my daughter, had drama, and that was really helpful, I think.
And they got very popular.
Yeah, everybody knew them.
Right.
They were in everything.
Yeah, okay. So that's what they need to do, help children make friends outside of school through church and family, enroll the child in confidence. If you got
if they need it, some do, you know.
You know, see, and I don't relate to this because being such a just a Johnson, I never had no problems with you know, and nobody ever came at me like anything other than respect because what you give off, right, you go get back.
Well, I can tell you as a kid that had a physical disability and it was much more pronounced when I was a kid, you get things that you don't, you can put out the goodness and
that's right.
And they don't want to take it from you because you're different.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's true because my best friend has an autistic
kid. And I had
and
a whole lot of
with,
that.
With
and
him and
I
all
can
of that.
Tell you that it does. You have to build your own confidence. You have to say, despite what these people are saying to me, and that
and the kid cannot do it unless he has support from his family and all of that. So what parents can do, promoting positive decision-making in their youth, so completing their homework, okay? Now, back to school. See, it's all about being an all-around good parent that has an eye on your kid.
Mm-hmm.
You have a kid. It's not a puppy that you can feed twice a day and just send out in the backyard.
And people act like that these days, don't they?
Yeah.
They really do.
These days, those days, and right now our kids are starting to feel it to where they're killing themselves over dumb stuff. It's just stupid. So complete the homework. That promotes self-discipline. Clean their room, okay? Living on parental terms. That's right. And cleaning the room, cleaning the house, having chores promotes living on parental terms, and you have to do that.
Uh-huh.
Do household chores, a family membership requirement, okay? Joining a family activity, reminder of importance of family.
Oh.
So if you respect your family,
uh-huh.
you know, first of all, you're not, hopefully they're teaching you not to go out there and disrespect other people, but if you can respect yourself and your family, then it's more than likely that you'll go out there and respect other people's family.
Yes, that's very true. I agree with that.
The importance of family, that is the key to everything. I mean, and my daughter and I were talking. It's like studies show, you know, single mothers can do it on their own. You know, they looked at parents where it was a mother and father constantly bickering and fighting as opposed to a happy, well-adjusted, peaceful,
single mother,
and the results were much better.
I agree.
You know, the importance of family, that's where it lies. I mean, right now, I mean, there's nothing more important. Everything we go through must first go through your family. Build your family up no matter what it takes, and teach your kids something because they are a reflection of you. So mm-hmm. the sooner you teach them, you know, and like I was Twittering, you know, after a couple good ones last night, I said, you know, if you're stupid, go and read Proverbs and Psalms. That'll give even the dumbest person a leg up. And it don't, it's not.
Or it just makes a dumb religious person, and that's scary.
No, but it's not religious. It's common sense. Proverbs and Psalms are common sense
okay.
things. It's not.
It's like a lesson that the Bible is teaching with those two. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
And so, I totally understand that. And then the next one is like, oh, you love this one. This one's great for
okay.
you. The volunteer for community service, concern for the welfare of others.
As
that,
I just sent away the two kids probably selling magazines.
Yeah, no, but you know what? That's because there's holes in our community, but you can't, and so you can't do everything.
I can't.
You,
okay.
you definitely volunteer for community
right.
service.
Volunteer for community service because that teaches you to respect the needs of other people.
And that's what the AASM did for your family very well because you had your kids
right.
as a big
and
support
that's so,
system.
And that's
that.
So true because
right.
that is so true. And now I need to put that together. I made my kids volunteer.
Right.
For the time they were five, my little
mm-hmm.
boys, we used to go to the Escatine and little Alzheimer's grandma. She like 90, right? Caucasian lady, right?
Uh-huh.
She'd always call the boys little monkeys. And yeah, she
said,
oh, no! Tail.
Are you
she said, Minnie,
oh.
Minnie, stop that. You know that's what I told you. He said, I told your daughter what I was going to do. She was going to tell on you the next time you did that. So, you know, people up here in SAC, they ain't got no clue.
Wow.
Yeah, my kids was little monkeys trying to make them happy. You know what I'm saying? But my kids learned, even at that young age, don't disrespect them because they're old and they're crazy.
Right.
Right? Mom learned, look how old and crazy.
Mm.
This is what you do with
uh-huh.
Mommy won't be old and crazy like this. Guy.
Right.
You know, she's just saying it because she's old and crazy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that teaches you to respect other people, even when you think you don't have a reason
right,
to.
Right, exactly. There you go.
Well, anyway, we're going to stop it there. Cyberbullying, we're going to finish next week. I want to
oh,
talk
okay.
about what we are doing at the AAASM. And one big thing is we need to definitely get the word out
uh-huh.
that we're doing all of the webinars for cyberbullying, for single moms making money, ways to make money. We're going to do the Boys to Men Project
uh-huh.
on the webinars. And remember, once again, they are all free. There's no charge for any of the webinars. So you guys got to make sure that you tell your families. The cyberbullying, we're going to be on live next Saturday, every Saturday and Wednesday. So just go
wow.
to AAASM.org and sign up or SF Johnson Consulting. And sign up.
You know, that's just really absolutely great that they're all free, but the organizations do accept donations.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you have a little bit that you can comfortably give, we don't want to make you uncomfortable. I know $5 or $6 can make a difference
right.
sometimes, but
and it's all
if you can
skills.
Do it,
mm-hmm.
then do it because, you know, whatever she gets, she uses.
You know, and I just stop asking. You know, I really do. When I contact every member of the Black Chamber of
yeah.
Commerce and they don't find it a need to either volunteer, tell their employees,
uh-huh.
or donate,
uh-huh.
I mean, I give up. So I'm just out there doing what I can do
right.
until I can do better. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And as far as Sacramento, California is concerned, they could kiss my black
uh-huh.
behind.
Exactly.
I mean, really.
Exactly.
I mean, really. Stephen Lewis should
yeah.
get fired and replace 50% of your staff
uh-huh.
because it's just ridiculous. You don't really want to help the kids because me as an individual spending my time, and you, I mean, you saw the programs, you telling me how great they are. But then we never, ever could go to the next step.
Right.
You know, why can we ever go? And I had a meeting just last month, you know, with one of these low-income housing facilities and about what we could do. Oh, yeah, 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 I go visit their after-school programs. How are you going to have an after-school program, Lorraine, where you're helping kids?
Mm-hmm.
Junior high, maybe, high school, whatever. And the person you have helping barely got a high school education, they failed. don't look very, you know, right. You're supposed to have maybe a college student there.
Absolutely.
You know, you help with homework, but you can't help with no math.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then these low-income housing facilities are given tax credits to provide programs for these low-income housing people. But, and I had to call the director.
Yeah.
I said, you guys aren't really doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing anything. So if you want to deal with me, this is how you're going to do it, or I'm going to wait until I can do what I need to do here in Sacramento, because all you guys do is talk. You don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just talk.
You're creating your own program.
So
yeah,
I have my own
feed itself.
That's what it's going to have to do.
That's what's going to have to do, and that's
why
there's
do.
A couple of facets to it. There's the AAASM.org, and then there's the FF Johnson Consulting.
FF,
that's what it's
called. Johnson.
And they both feed into each other.
To help everybody and to help the community.
To help the community.
Now, our Twitter phrase of the week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm waiting to hear this because I didn't even know you were doing this.
Our Twitter phrase of the week.
Uh-huh.
Let's get it ready. And this was submitted by, it was submitted by Mick, I'm a Mikhail, and it's spelled M-I-I-L-K-K-K. Okay, Y3K, but he's black. He's black. He ain't white.
It's
black.
Not comforting, Mikhail.
Okay, yeah, that's a little. That's like 3-6.
Let me alter
like
that
now.
A little bit.
Yeah. We're going to change that a little bit. But then retweeted to me by CEO of G2S, who happens to be my beautiful daughter, Jessica.
Oh, right on. Okay.
And the Twitter phrase of the week.
Okay.
And yeah. We're going to end the show with this.
All right.
The diary. We love you. We
Goodbye.
Come by a sack. We love you. So this is the diary. Visit us every Sunday, 3 to 4. Me and Ray will be back next week talking about something good. But we'd like to say, as the Twitter phrase of the week, life ain't a garden. So, bitch, stop being a hoe. We love you.
Fantastic.
All right, we love you. See you next week, folks. Oh, wow. What's going on? All right, see you next week. Remember, life ain't a garden. So, bitch, stop being a hoe. This is a diary.
That was even better.
Better the second time. We love you. See you next week. Cool, you like the Twitter phrase?
I think so, yeah. No, I think that was great. That was surprising.
there. My timing was a little off with the music, but we good.
I think we're really good.
Sure. I had to watch the Lakers, though. I love my radio, but I love my Lakers.
And
oh.
They did win?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, Oklahoma thought they were just going to come walk on us like they did, you know, because we lost both games to them this year. So they thought, the Lakers, we got this.
Oh.
The big boy got him some proactive, okay? I'm so happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Durant, oh, my God.
Oh.
Did you know those discs? Oh, my God. I was like, oh, I want to buy this whole thing.
Don't say that.
Exactly. He got him some proactive. He went on, you know.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, I was like, thank you, Jesus.
Those boys are such babies,
oh,
anyway,
God.
when you really think of it.
All right,
why they still have acting.
Let's have a few more, and then we out.
Okay.
All right.